AZ, standing by on the channel.
4CPA Mobile, good afternoon.
Happy 4CPA Mobile, this is Steve on this end. How you doing?
This is Steve, here's David, and I'm headed to the tennis court.
David, we was just checking that little handheld, I can't talk, the handheld radio, and trying to see if it's going to get out pretty good.
You're solid into the repeater, there's a little white noise, but you're 100% copy and sounding good.
Hey, David, I won't hold you. I know you're on the road, and we were just checking this thing out, and hope to hear from you later. This is KO4PDZ, and we'll be standing by here in Pickens, South Carolina.
Well, good to talk with you, and enjoy this beautiful day. 73 is KP4CBA Mobile.
Hi, Dave. M0TR. And you must have a better receiver because that guy's signal was about 40% voice and 60% static up here.
I only buy the best of the best, so I don't know. I mean, I thought he sounded pretty good. I mean, yeah, he had the light noise, but it wasn't overpowering, and certainly didn't have any trouble even with all the mobile noise that I've got going on in this car. I didn't have any trouble, copying what he was saying.
No, I could hear him, but it definitely was a handy talking, that's for sure. Well, how's your day going? And we've been outside most of the day doing garden work, and I've been putting on Roundup for yards and putting out regular Roundup in the fields out back. The wind's a little chilly once in a while in a short sleeve shirt, but it's got up there now where it's really not whenever the sun go under a cloud, but I'm kind of a wuss when it comes to any kind of cold. Oh, and I took my neighbor over a magazine on the lawnmower and come back. Bernice has been hoeing in the garden, and then we did some work with the chickens out there. Back to you, Dave.
Hey, Dave. I hate to interrupt y'all, but I changed antennas on this thing. I had it hooked to my base unit, and I don't know if it wasn't going good with it or what, but I'm on regular handheld antenna now.
Sounding really good to me. There's still just a teeny bit of white noise, but you're but it's much improved there, and I think there was another breaker in there. Go ahead.
That'd be me there, David, BKN4UBG. I'll be out here on the handheld. But I'm crossband repeating. I'm on the handheld going through my big radio coming out the big antenna.
Hi, Kevin. Well, you sounded like that Steve did there earlier. And Steve, your signal come up appreciably better now, in my opinion. This is Tom in 0TR. The other signal was copyable, but you could definitely tell it was a handheld, and you were solid that time. Now go ahead, Steve.
Check another radio out. If y'all don't mind, y'all go ahead and talk to Tom and Dave, and we're going to get back on here in a few, and I'll KO4PDZ. I appreciate it.
All right, Steve. Sounds good. We'll look forward to your next transmission there. Well, yeah, I'm headed to play tennis. No surprise there, and I've got 74 degrees on my car, the thermometer, it's usually pretty close, within a degree of what's posted in the area. So, but anyway, let's see, Kevin, I think it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back and doing a couple things here around the house. My stepson's place over there. We're working on a couple things over there. And making a chicken coop. And we were just checking out. I was checking out to see if y'all could hear me good. Because I'm actually cross-fanning through my big video.
Right, but I'd give you about a 5x5 there, Kevin. Maybe a 5x7. But the dog's coming through all right, and, he's probably a lot better to talk to. What do you think, Dave?
Dog or Kevin? Oh, me, and Kevin, Tom's the one you talked to about chicken coop. He's got some chickens. He calls them his girls.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Chickens is something pretty fun. That's a good thing. You can have eggs off of them, or you can have chickens, or you can just have pets.
And trying to get Kevin's goat there, Dave. You're right. I was talking about the dog. He was loud and clear. Shoot. Yeah, we'll stop by anytime, Kevin. I hope you had your shot. And we've had ours. And by the way, Dave, I told my neighbor about your wife having problems with your shot. I mean, she had COVID. And my neighbor, his wife, she's kind of a wusso in some ways, but a worrier. But she said she felt real weak all day and a little bit nauseous, but she never did throw up or anything and no fever. So she had a mild case of the COVID, unlike your wife. And so I think that probably is the trump card in it. This is your OTR.
Sometime here in a little bit. KN4 UBG. I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
Jim, talk to you later. Boy, you can't hide money riding around on a golf cart, I'm telling you. Well, Nate, I guess your court isn't underwater now. Well, we got, by the way, 1.06 inches of rain and about 17 mile-an-hour winds, and your car is exactly in sync with my weather station that's out in direct sunlight, 74 degrees, 42% humidity, and it feels like 70 out there.
Please, appreciate that. What does it show for the wind?
It's prevailing out of the southwest, of course, at 8 miles an hour with 15 mile an hour peaks.
Not so good. Excuse me, the 8 mile an hour. If we get some 15 mile an hour gusts, that's going to, and the ball's in, flying through the air, it might affect it a little bit, especially if you're lobbing it. I actually lobbed one on a windy day, and it would have gone out, but the wind blew it back in. It was kind of funny to watch, but it can also have an adverse effect and blow the tennis ball out when it would have been in if it had been calm. So it can work against you, too. So that's just how it goes.
Tom?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve back in here. I hate to interrupt y'all again, but I got on another radio here, and it's still a handheld, but it's got more wattage, and I was going to see if it's coming any better. It's KOP4ZD.
Roger. Steve, you're absolutely 100% perfect there on that one, and I'd say that's your best rig. Dave, go ahead. And you're not interrupting anything, Steve. We're glad to have you, and anybody's welcome to break in. Go ahead, Dave. Give him a shout.
Sounded good to me. I'm in a kind of a noisy place, or just went through a noisy place, but that's on my end, receiving the repeater. There's one spot on Congaree where it's just really bad, and boy, there is some interference like crazy. I don't know what it is, but it's just, the radio just goes berserk for about 5 or 6 seconds. I try to get out of there, that area, as fast as I can, because it makes an awful, awful noise. But yeah, you sounding good.
Dave, I really appreciate you and Tom, and I don't know where y'all located it, but I'm here in Pickens, South Carolina, and I just wanted to check this thing out. I'm outside here enjoying this pretty weather. It's real pretty today, and anyhow, I'm not going to hold you. I hope y'all have a good day today, and catch you later. This is KO4PDZ, and I'll be standing by on channel. I appreciate it.
Well, nice to hear you. The pleasure's all mine. Just like I said, we kid each other. And like when Dave comes on, I'll say, there goes the neighborhood, or you'll say the same thing or anything. Don't take offense. We kid each other like that all the time. Or you got a horrible signal, and but when we're really serious, you'll know what's right. Oh, shoot. Dave, I was just scrolling through Fox News here on the internet, and I think my belly's just about bloated with it. One thing we can sit back and be happy about, the major ketchup companies deny reports of a shortage for their condiment, and I guess some of the places like Roadhouse and that got short of the packets, but it's nothing to do with the normal market for ketchup, and they're going to increase production to 25 billion a year, I think they said. So not to sweat, it's not like the toilet paper, you know, and have to worry about getting a drop like it did to candy in Germany back during World War II. and I'd hate to see them dropping ketchup bottles on us.
Oh, me. Well, I know when they dropped some of those bombs, they wrote some messages on them. I know they were never read because unless they hit the ground, didn't explode, but I think they even hung some, I don't know, we had some kind of deal with Japan, I think, and they hung some kind of medal or something on there that they had sent to the United States, and but anyway, that was, gosh, that was a long time ago. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to bail out on you, and you can tend to the garden there, and don't let your wife do all the work there. and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final, KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Good to hear you. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you got to hear me. I hate to concede. Japan launched some balloons, and the balloons somehow were timed to drop their bombs over the United States just to cause people to be terrified when the war first started, as I remember. And some of them didn't work, and so we actually located some of them. They just looked like a regular sphere, you know, like any other balloon instead of those big tall ones like you see scientific experiments on. But they did attempt to do that in order to generate terror in the United States because everybody was, of course, terrified after Pearl Harbor that they were going to hit the West Coast. They actually found some of those, I think, in California, maybe Washington or Oregon. So they knew there was a very, very crude attempt at doing something like that. That's my history lesson for the day that I remember anyways. You take care, KB4CBA and 0TR. Give them heck.
4CBA, this is KO4HKX. You still there?
4ZDA, Tom, you still in there?
Still on frequency. Go ahead. I was just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee and eating an oldies cookie and browsing around on the internet with the laptop. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I got in here on my little base unit. I was going to see if it sounds any better than a handheld.
One before this was a handheld, actually. They both have fine signals. You'd be hard-pressed to see the difference. But the problem with the handhelds is the fact that if you move off a certain spot, a lot of times they'll not be very good because you're starting out at minus 6 decibels with a handheld antenna. And with your base station, you got a little bit of gain. By the way, both of us, Dave was in Greenville, and I'm in Greer, the northwest of Greenville, about 14 miles up by Lake Robinson.
Roger that, Tom. I turned my power down a little bit. I had this thing up on high power, but I've got it on lowest set now. I think I was hitting you with about 75 watts that time, but I'm about 4 or 5 watts now, so, yeah, we was just checking this thing out, Tom, because I had to hook my antenna back up, but I hope we can hear back from you. I got a little yard work I'm going to have to get out here and get done, but I hope to be chatting with y'all later, and we're, like I said, we're here in Pickens, but you're sounding excellent, both of y'all sound good. That other party, I can hear you good on the handheld, but we're going to get out of here, Tom, and I got your call letters wrote down. I hope to be hearing from you. I believe KB4ZDA, but anyhow, this is going to be Steve, and this is KO4PDZ, and I'll talk to you later, and I appreciate it, Tom.
Okay, Steve. You're Kilo Oscar 4 Papa something Zulu. Give me that letter in there I missed.
Papa Delta Zulu.
QSL. Fine business, Steve. I heard somebody else calling somebody, but I didn't recognize the call, whom he was calling. So I brought up QRZ here, and I was going to, let me check this here, KO4 PDC. I'm slow, but Steve, you know, we've been here only 10 years, and we're from Kansas, so we're naturally a little bit slow. I think it's genetic. Well, you're 24.7 miles away, pretty close to the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles, it says there. Is that correct?
That'd be a big old four there. Yep. We're right here on Highway 8, pretty close to Highway 8. And the highway department's about a mile. Maybe a mile. It might not be a mile.
Northwest of Dickesville, where Dave, one of my friends, lives. And, well, it's good to hear you. And don't be a stranger, Steve. When you went down to 5 watts, I'd say you got maybe 5% or less white noise in there. I'd say maybe 10 watts would be full quieting without any popping or crackling at all. And it was plenty good signal. Make no mistake about that. This repeater's up 3,500 feet up there on Caesar's Head. So it don't take a lot of wattage to get up there. I made it with a walkie-talkie that was 2 watts. I give it to a friend of mine the other day from Radio Shack, probably. I don't know. 30 years ago. Well, no, it wouldn't been that long. It been about 27 years ago. A friend of mine gave it to me as a gift. But 2 watts from here made it. And it was intelligible, I'm surprised. Unlike me. Well, Steve, you have a good day. And take care of that yard work. My wife and I have been married 53 years. You just haven't got her trained right. I do the riding lawnmower, but she does the weed eating and the rough stuff, Steve. There's your tip of the day. KO4 PDC in 0TR.
All righty, Tom. KB4ZDA, I appreciate that. And we did bump it up another, I think, about 15 there. I'm going to leave it right there. My antenna's low on the ground because I'm in the process of changing it, Tom. But got another radio order. This is a Yazoo I'm on. I've got an ICOM 7300 coming, so. And I got a lot of changing I got to get done. But anyhow, I appreciate it, Tom. Got your call letters here, KB4ZDA, and this is going to be KO4PDZ. And I hope to talk to you later, Tom. Have a good one.
Steve, question right quick. Are you from Kansas?
No, but I have been asked if I was from Texas.
Well, I was going to clown around a little bit. I was going to tell you, you must be because you got my call wrong. Well, Texas is a good state. I like it. It's all red. I am N0TR, Tom Rouse. That's my initials. I got lucky and been that way for, 27, 28 years. And so you might recopy that down as November 0, Tango Radio. Go ahead, Steve.
Number 0, Tango what now, Tom?
Radio, as in Rouse Smitten, Tom Rouse, N0TR.
TR, okay, I got you now, Tom. I want to remember that because I want to maybe stay in touch with y'all. I'll sit back and listen a lot, but I don't have a whole lot to say. But anyhow, I appreciate it, Tom, and you have a good day. Y'all have a good one.
And Dave's call is KB4CBA, Charlie Bravo Alpha, Kilowatt Bravo 4CBA.
So that's whose call letters I was writing down.
He's on there a lot, and I'm on there quite a bit. And I always enjoy visiting. I have this one radio's up in our kitchen and one down in the basement, and then I have one in the car and one in the truck. So I use them when I'm out mobile, and I enjoy 2 meters. It's really great here and a great repeater from the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
That's a big rock. Tom, before I let you go, did that make a difference on my signal and all when I did bump it up a little bit?
It's about as perfect as you can get. You sort of sound like a good FM radio station here. Country, of course.
Well, yeah, I play country music, so that's right down my alley. But anyhow, Tom, I appreciate it. And, man, you're sounding great here. I got your call letters down and all, and I'm going to let you go and get out here for the little butter half comes out here and hits me upside the head. I might put her on the zero turn more, and I'll have to drive the other one so we can get it cut quicker. But anyhow, Tom, have a good day, and this will be KO4PDZ. I hope to talk to you later.
Okay, Steve. Well, my wife slaps me around once a week whether I need it or not, and I try to stay in line, so there's your other tip of the day. You don't want that. You take care. Kill 4 PDZ, Papa Delta Zulu, N0TR 73. Pleasure's all mine.
Kill 4 LEO.
Jim, how's your day going?
Pretty good. Sitting over here in a Walmart parking lot while the boss goes in and picks up a little something for us. We were thinking about heading up the mountain to Hendersonville.
It'll be a beautiful ride today. What's that wind? It's looks like straight out of the west now. It's been prevailing, of course, out of the southwest. And it's peaking at about 15 miles an hour, so I suspect it will be more up that way. You're up in ND7J land. Bob.
I chatted once before. I think he lives in Eddyville, doesn't he?
He does, and he's a great guy, and would appreciate your company most any time, I imagine. He has a magnificent station.
Remember, he and I chatted once or twice there, because I had a lot of folks at the school I used to teach at that were from Eddyville, and had last names, surnames were Edneys.
He's quality people, Jim.
Guys, we do the best we can.
Bernice is over there laughing. Shoot. Well, yeah, you know us Navy guys. We always got to throw a few barbs out there. Shoot. Well, 75 degrees. Dave was on. He went playing tennis as usual. Well, you'd never guess that, would you?
Dave, were you?
No, I'm afraid my congestive heart failure wouldn't keep up with him. I don't know how he does it, because he's no young chickie. I can't remember how old he is, but, man, yeah, I bet he has a great heart.
Bob makes a good speed bump, KI4 DOS mobile.
Now, there is trouble, Jim, with Gary on there. Go ahead, Jim.
Did I hear you on the HF net last night there, Gary?
Jim, I try to check into the sideband every night.
Back and forth. I still don't have my antenna situation straightened out too good, but I was able to hobble something there together right at the last minute I checked in. And, hey, what were they talking about last night about some kind of message that the FCC was putting out about trying to identify folks who've been trying to mess up our nets?
I did not get any of that. I was made the announcement about it. Was going up on 27, and I went up there and listened around, but I didn't get the gist of it.
Advertised it last night that either the ARRL or the FCC had posted a notice out there, and they were going to post it on the South Carolina HF Net website, but I looked and couldn't find anything on it.
Well, as I always say, and Gary will confirm this, they walk among us, and there's certain people that think they own the frequencies, and they won't go to the site 3KC's to save their life. So you're always probably going to have that. And I would say on HF, it'd be real hard to direction find it. Go ahead, Gary.
It'd be hard to find, but with the direction-finding equipment the government has, if they so chose to locate you, I'm sure that they could.
They just couldn't do it from satellites.
I'd bet money on that. But if anything, they cut back on the number of agents, was my understanding, one of Gary several years ago.
The number of folks that they used to have, Tom. At least that's my understanding. I know that they did cut down on the number of agents that they had out in trying to keep things on an even keel, we'll say. But that's one thing about ham radio I really enjoy and love is that for the most part we try to police our own. And, if we can find somebody that's doing malicious interference and all this, and, if we hear a call sign or recognize a voice or something of that nature, we can always let the authorities know about it.
When they interfere with our the formal nets, because that's, part of our emergency capabilities, and hopefully we'll keep that intact. Well, guys, it's a pretty nice afternoon. It's a nice afternoon to get out and do something.
It's ER. Yes, it is. It's beautiful, guys. I'd like to see some sunspots come back. Actually, last week they went back down around zero, I think. They had been up a little bit, but not the numbers I'd like to see. And about the only thing I'm seeing reliable today is the Georgia JUSO thing. Party that they have. I didn't make any contacts on it. I looked a little while last night, but I didn't see anything too interesting. I think I made a couple of contacts, like to Spain and a couple other places, but nothing exotic on it right now. I'm looking at it. They post a lot of that FT8 stuff, and there's an OZ 75 MA-1. No, he's talking to Luxembourg also, or Bulgaria. So that wouldn't do. Anyways, yeah, they have the capability here to trace them down if they start interfering, and that's good. They even have software where you can get a footprint of the guy, is my understanding, but I'd say it's probably a little bit on the pricey side, but as technology gains, it gets cheaper and cheaper, so I hope we have that capability. Anyways, I'm going to let you guys go. Jim, great to hear you. Same to you, Gary. Y'all have a great afternoon. I'm going to get me something to eat over here. Send 0TR. Go ahead, Gary.
Hearing you in here, I missed Dave, KV4CBA. Missed him. I didn't get in here quick enough, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Hope you and Bernice have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And, Tom, you keep eating Miss Bernice's cooking, you're going to get as big as I am. That's what I tell people. You know, Joy cooks real well, and since I have retired and I'm eating more of her cooking, I'm getting bigger than the side of a barn. So I'm on my way now to old friend's house to see if I can help them a little bit, give me a little exercise. But y'all have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you later. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile. Go ahead there, Big Chip.
Good afternoon. Same to you, Tom, and we'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to head up the mountain here to Hendersonville and go do a little shopping at Sam's up there, and I may listen for you on the net tonight. We'll talk to you guys later. KO4 LA, O clear.
there to Hendersonville, holler at my sister and her husband. His name's Billy. They don't participate in AM radio, but they live up there in Hendersonville. But y'all have a safe trip up that way, and I made the comment earlier about Bob being a speed bump. Next time you ask Bob, you talk to Bob, ask him about his neighbor running over him. That's why we call him speed bump. Talk to you later there, young man. Have a safe trip. KO4LAO, KI4DOS mobile.
KI4DOS, KO4LAO clear. DJW mobile.
I'm flying, KI4DOS mobile.
It was, but it's just way too windy out here. It's beautiful. But the lawnmower's out of gas, and the leaf blower's out of gas. Those two take gas, so I'm headed over to the gas station to get gas. What you up to, Gary?
Well, just going over to a friend's house, see if I can help them out a little bit. And don't know if we'll make any progress or not, but we'll see when I get over there, I guess. But enjoying the beautiful day so far.
I didn't realize it was so nice out here. I've been working on an expansion board for APERS, putting two serial ports on top of a Raspberry Pi to connect it to that radio that I got from the Ham Fest up there at Waynesville 3 or 4 years ago, maybe even longer. But worked good. Spent all morning putting that hat together and getting that all tidied down so wires wouldn't be flopping around. Then we went and looked outside, and it wasn't raining. The sun was shining. So I cut the grass because it's really tall. As long as it's dried up enough, the lawnmower doesn't slip and slide when I'm going down the side of the backyard.
I blame you for that. I cut my grass the first part of the week. So, last week, since this is the start of another week, I cut it last week, early part of the week. And it doesn't need it too bad right now, so I'm in good shape as far as that goes. But just out in, well, I've been outside. I was outside trying to knock the pollen, and Joy called some worms off the oak trees, you know, the little seed things that come floating down. And I worked on it, and I got them all off, and by the time I got to the other end, it was starting to cover back up. So I said, I'm fighting a losing battle today with the wind blowing the way it is. So I decided I'd quit and take a ride over here and see if I can help another fella out.
Debbie, I saw those same things you're talking about on Amy's car and all over the driveway. And I just got up, I got like Thursday morning, I think it was, before I started working. I got all that stuff up, it was gone off the driveway, and I looked out there today and her car's covered in it, and the driveway's covered in them, so I gotta do that again. Anyway, I'm pulling into the gas station here. I gotta pump a few gallons of gas, and I'll be back if you don't get destinated before I'm back. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
I'll be out here in just a few more minutes. I'm almost destinated, not quite yet, but I'm getting close. But get your gas so you can get back home and crank those other engines up and maybe do a little bit of work. Don't work too hard. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk at you later. W4DJW, KI4DOS mobile.
That's KO4LEO. Gary, right off the top of your head, do you know happen to know what the Mount Mitchell frequency is for the repeater there?
That's mobile, 145.190.
KI4DOS, KO4LAO clear.
You take care. KO4LAO, KI4DOS, mobile.
KW, mobile.